Michael Lawrence, reading from his book, Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring Truman Capote.
Hello, Mr. Bowles?
Yes?
I introduced myself and was invited to visit for tea time around 3. I didn't bring Peter along. Paul Bowles gave me his address, explaining that most taxi drivers would know where he lived. I was driven out away from Tangiers up a hill amid a collection of small villas and apartment buildings. It was quiet there except for the rattling of the cicadas. A breeze came up. Mr. Bowles answered the door. Come in. I believe a friend of yours is upstairs. Ascending the stairs, I felt an orderly presence, a pleasant consciousness to Mr. Bowles. I felt exhilarated to meet him. His blue eyes made no special demands. Behind the door he opened was a neat, sunny library, and standing at the window was a figure holding a large photograph album. The slight figure, dressed in dark denim, turned to face me. The beautiful face, framed in long hair, was not familiar to me immediately. Rather, a sense of the fate of beauty came to mind. In a flash, I saw myself destroying the beauty so that I could hold it, possess it in a memory or something which belonged to me. For God's sakes, Jim! Morrison's smile broke my train of thought, and a delicious explosion of recognition erased a dark truth. I turned briefly to acknowledge Bowles. As Jim put down the book, the tension broken. Howdy, pal. What are you doing in Morocco? I stood speechless as Jim approached. He was so beautiful. Yippee, I found myself saying, which I thought was rather insipid, and Jim put his arms around my shoulders. Have I changed that much, he kidded? But in fact, he had worked rather hard at making himself beautiful. He was his own artwork. He was a masterpiece. His beauty radiated intelligence as well as a physical magnetism. And it was daunting to see, to be near, to know that someone could be that beautiful, perfection realized. There was the feel of some delicate quality, masculine to be sure, a gentle presence, beautiful to the extent that I wanted to offer gifts, to present a reward. Maybe you could say it was love. It was the way I felt looking at beauty, at the Venus de Milo, at a nude Titian or Modigliani. But it was Jim.